The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
I have said this over and over and over again. How is it that the attention of the entire world continues to focus on this tiny little country about the size of New Jersey called Israel? If it were not for the fact that God has a special plan for this nation and these people. I think most of you agree with that. That is a common topic on this program. And that's why I'm absolutely delighted to welcome to the program Jan Markell. She is host of Understanding the Times, which airs here on WRFD Sunday at noon and at 6 p.m. She has authored more than 8 major books. She is considered an expert in prophetic issues, and it is just a delight to welcome Jan back to the program. Jan, welcome to Bob Burney Live.
Bob, thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Well, it is my honor to have you on the program. Let's learn a little bit more about Jan Markell. What has caused your deep interest in prophecy, specifically in relationship to the nation of Israel? I understand your father was an Orthodox Jew. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, yes, that is true. He died a believer in 2000. But yes, he came from an Orthodox background, from the Iron Range of Minnesota, which many, many Jews gravitated to at the turn of the last century. My grandparents gravitated there from Russia. And why they happened to select northern Minnesota is beyond my wildest imagination. There's nothing up there, but there is iron ore up there, of course. Yeah. But otherwise, there's nothing up in northern Minnesota but deer and iron ore. Yeah.
But your mother was not a Jew. In fact, in reading your biography, she was a lapsed evangelical Christian. How did they get together?
I'm not quite sure. She was working in Hibbing, Minnesota, which is where they met. I'm not exactly sure the exact date that all that happened. Some time ago now, she passed away from cancer in the late 1980s. Honestly, the history of that part of the country is intriguing, to say the least. That from the standpoint of the immigrants and the immigrants, of the late 1800s and early 1900s, and there have been movies made out of it, for goodness sakes. That's how intriguing it is.
Well, now, was your father a practicing Jew? Did he take you to synagogue?
No, but he would go. But then he was befriended by some Messianic Jews as he was getting a little bit older, and he was actually married, and they befriended him, and slowly he began to realize that he really did want to look into this Jesus, or Yeshua, as it might be called.
Yeah.
And it was a process, and it was very slow, and of course he was facing some, I guess we could say, some backlash from, it's his brothers and sisters, etc., which is just what happens in many cultures. That happens. So he was experiencing that, but that's kind of another story now because those people are gone. But it's I just think that people who don't have a struggle coming to faith don't understand how serious that struggle is for many people who have to go through it, as I'm just relating now, just because of cultural boundaries and being perhaps disowned or just being shunned by the rest of the family for leaving whatever that tradition may be to come into Christianity. It's a big leap, And most will say that it's worth it, but it is nonetheless, it's an obstacle and it's scary.
Jan Markell, hosts Understanding the Times, again, airs here on WRFD Sunday at noon and 6 p.m. She is also the founder of Olive Tree Ministries. Walk us through the birth of Olive Tree Ministries.
Oh, wow, Bob. Well, it goes back to the 1980s, but early 80s. But I got to throw in a little caveat.
Sure.
When I put the organization together in about 83, 84, I suddenly became very ill, and I had no idea what was wrong with me, and I wouldn't know for a number of years. And I would eventually find out in the late 1980s that what I had was known, and some of your listeners will identify, known as the chronic fatigue syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just devastating, and it leaves you with not just no energy, but you really do need bed rest most of the time. There's no test to take for this. You don't really, you can't take an x-ray and see anything wrong, but you have an organic disease that is pretty much knocking you out of functioning for, it can go on for decades.
Yeah.
And so I was pretty much hit with that for most of the 1980s and most of the 1990s. And so things pretty much stayed still during those two decades. I was writing my books, however, because that didn't take so much energy.
Mm-hmm.
But then in August of 2000, quite frankly, I got up and the symptoms were all gone. They were gone a week later and they were gone a month later. And I just had to conclude that the Lord just finally took that terrible, terrible disease away. And I say these things to encourage anyone listening who has a stubborn illness, whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
that sometimes miracles do happen.
Yes.
And that happened to me. And when those terrible symptoms went away, I decided to do a little bit what you're doing. I looked into Salem Twin Cities. We have a Salem station here in the Twin Cities.
Mm-hmm.
To see if I might be able to do something on the weekends for them, which I eventually did, starting in about 2001 and 2, and am doing it 23 years later, the same program, Understanding the Times, which I couldn't have done when I was still sick with that particular syndrome, as you might be able to understand because you know the stress that it is and the energy that it takes to do what you're doing.
Yes, yes. I want to get into Israel and the relationship with America and what's going on right now with the war in Gaza. But let me just throw out a question as the foundation. We'll be able to just barely get into it. Then we're going to go into a break and we'll come back.
Mm-hmm.
Has America betrayed Israel, in your opinion, Jan?
The short answer to that is like almost never before. Possibly only seen previously by FDR in World War II, but it's horrific right now. It's just worst-case scenario.
Okay, and with that, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and I want Jan to elaborate on that. The question was, has America betrayed Israel? Her answer, yes. Well, I want to challenge her on that. When we return, you're listening to Bob Burney Live. My guest is Jan Markell. And if you want to learn more, olivetreeviews.org is the website. olivetreeviews.org. Check it out. And remember, her program, Understanding the Times, airs Sunday at noon and 6 here on WRFD.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
My guest is Jan Markell, host of Understanding the Times here on WRFD. Sunday noon, Sunday 6 p.m. She's also the founder of Olive Tree Ministries, olivetreeviews.org. Before the break, I asked Jan, have we betrayed Israel? And she immediately said yes. But Jan, President Biden continues to say, our support for Israel is unquestionable. Secretary Blinken says, our support for Israel is unquestionable. Then how can you say we have betrayed Israel?
Well, because she's telling Israel basically to lose the war with Hamas and to lose the war with Hezbollah. She's withholding some vital weaponry from Israel. She's telling the folks in the West Bank, also known as Judea and Samaria, that their products that they make are going to have a certain mark on them, which is just short of a yellow star, so that the world knows if those products are from Judea and Samaria, so we won't buy them. So you add this and a whole lot of other things together, and it tells me that today's left is anti-Israel. But here's the catch, Bob. They are not only anti-Israel, they are pro-Islam. And because they are pro-Islam, they're not going to stand by Israel in her darkest hour since the Holocaust, which has been going on since October 7th. It's very, very, very true. And here's the thing. Genesis 12:3 says there are consequences when we do that, and there are terrible consequences coming to America because of it.
Well, I agree with you. I have said for such a long time, America has almost completely turned our back on God, God's principles, God's word. And the only thing we've had left is our support of Israel. And now we're losing that.
Well, these are very perilous times as a result, because, again, there are terrible consequences to a nation, to a ministry, to a church, to a denomination, to an individual, to a business, when they violate that Genesis 12:3, blessing or cursing. And that's what's going on in America right now. And I'm very concerned for our country. Look, we're hearing from the FBI and other intelligence that there's a potential strike here in America that's imminent. They're a little bit vague, and they don't tell us exactly what's going to happen. But my goodness, we've got who knows who crossing our border, and among those, no doubt, terrorists. So these are very, very trying times for everyone. It's not just economic, but just surviving now is difficult.
We're talking about Jan Markell. Jan, you have spent a good portion of your life studying Bible prophecy. You have hosted so many conferences on Bible prophecy with some of the top Bible prophecy speakers in America. The current events, the tension with Iran, the tension with radical Islam, how does this fit into the prophetic calendar in your mind?
Well, that's really a good question. Certainly, it's indicative that once we hit that, I would have to go back to 9/11. We certainly hit perilous times. Certainly, probably not equaled since sometime in World War II. So certainly, and my goodness, look what's happened since 9/11 by way of lawlessness, by way of government out of control, by way of the world lacking a leader. Can you point to one leader in this world that we could say, they could qualify as a world leader? We don't have that at this time. No capital of the world brags about a world leader. So that means we're living in very insecure times, and economies of the world are just staggering and reeling because of also inflation and more. And I maintain, Bob, that this is a setup for who the Bible calls the Antichrist.
Yes.
We don't know who he is.
Yes.
But there's a setup now that the world is sort of longing for a man with a plan who will come on the scene and make it all better. And he will. We don't know when, but I believe it's all being primed. And in the not-too-distant future, he will show up.
And, of course, we know that when he does show up, peace with Israel, phony as that treaty will be, is an absolute essential part of the revealing of the Antichrist, correct?
Correct. And that would come out of Daniel 9:27. that there's going to be a peace treaty
right.
With the Antichrist and Israel, and he'll get the whole world settled down, and, which is hard to imagine, but he'll be supernaturally empowered, and that peace treaty will come along. And of course, somewhere in the mix, we have the rapture of the church.
Sure.
I believe that happens before the worst of the worst even breaks out.
I do as well.
Program.
Yeah. In your opinion, and we're going to run out of time here pretty quick.
Sure.
How different would Donald Trump's relationship with Israel be than Joe Biden, in your opinion?
Probably about as different as day and night. And he was the best friend as a president that Israel ever had. Certainly Harry Truman was back in 1948. But Donald Trump, equally if not more so here when he was serving as president. So I think we could expect the policies to reverse and go back to some normal. And that is if he's elected, and who knows if that will ever happen. But Israelis themselves would tell you that they experienced peace and prosperity under Trump. They experienced the Abraham Accords, et cetera. And since that time, they've only known strife and now war since October the 7th. So, again, my parting thought, Bob, I think would be, let's just remember Psalm 122, and that's a command to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Yes,
may
yes.
they prosper who love thee. And that's the exhortation I give to your audience.
And really, really quickly, what is your view of Benjamin Netanyahu and how he is handling this crisis?
I think it's amazing how he's handling it. My goodness, you know, when you look at the severity of what happened back in October, the fact that he's holding up, he's getting older now, of course, but he's just holding up both physically and mentally. You can see he's sharp as a tack. And I think he's insisting that, you know, Israel is going to come out victorious no matter who comes against them. He insists she'll come out victorious. He is snubbing his nose at Mr. Biden and at the rest of the world to protect Israel and come out victorious in this. You know, and it's a Middle East. It's a wider kind. It's not just Hamas. It's Hezbollah. It's Houthis in Yemen. It's Iran, the Iranians in Iran. So it's a big mess is what it is.
If you want to learn more, olivetreeviews.org, olivetreeviews.org. That's the homepage for Olive Tree Ministries. You can learn much, much more about Jan and her ministry. And please listen to Understanding the Times. It airs here on WRFD every Sunday at noon and 6 p.m. Jan, I know you're incredibly busy, and I really appreciate you taking time for our listeners today. And I want
you
to know, I know my audience, they'll be praying for you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it all.
All right, Jan Markell with Olive Tree Ministries, olivetreeviews.org. Stay tuned. More Bob Brady Live coming right up.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.